Welcome to Wannabe Clutter-Free, formerly Wannabe Minimalist, the podcast for busy families who are tired of the chaos, fed up with being overwhelmed, and ready to enjoy life again. Each week, we talk about how to let go of the clutter so that you can focus on the things that actually matter. And it's not just physical clutter. We talk about the mental and emotional stuff too, because if it's holding you back, it's time to ditch it. I share what I've done in my own life to declutter, organize, and calm the chaos, but you won't just hear it from me. There are amazing guests too. It's practical, doable, and simple for those of us that want to be clutter-free. This podcast is sponsored by Active Skin Repair, a skin health company helping people heal with natural, non-toxic, medical-grade ingredients. But this isn't just any skincare product. It's a revolution in how we treat our skin, using the power of nature to heal. That's because Active Skin Repair is all about a little molecule called hypochlorous acid. This isn't your average ingredient. It actually mimics our body's natural immune response, working wonders to cleanse, soothe irritation, reduce inflammation, and support the healing process. The best part is there is no sting when you apply it. We've used it in our home on everything from kitchen burns to those pesky cuts and scrapes my kiddo seems to get almost every other day. And let me tell you, the peace of mind knowing that I'm applying something non-toxic and natural yet medically graded is unbeatable. Whether it's a sunburn, rash, mosquito bite, or even more chronic skin issues like eczema or acne, Active Skin Repair has got you covered. And everyone in your family can use it because it's safe for all skin types and all ages. With over 500,000 happy customers and thousands of five-star reviews, the results speak for themselves. And because you're part of our podcast family, we've got an exclusive offer for you. Visit activeskinrepair.com to learn more about Active Skin Repair and use the code CLUTTERFREE to get 20% off your order. Again, that's activeskinrepair.com and use code CLUTTERFREE to get 20% off your order. Trust me, your skin and your kids will thank you. Well, hey there, my friend. Welcome back to the show. I'm Deanna Yates, and you are listening to episode 193 of the Wannabe Clutter-Free podcast. On today's episode, I'm chatting with Toni Ann Mayembe about time management for busy moms, a subject we can all use and keep updated because with each new season, I find that life brings new challenges and opportunities. And I love getting to chat with other moms about how to make more time for the important things in our lives. And it was really fun to get to check back in with her because if you are a longtime listener of this show, you might recognize Toni Ann as she was a guest all the way back on episode 71. So I was excited to get to see if the advice that she had mentioned way back then was still the same. But before we get into our conversation, I want to say thank you so much to you for joining me on the show today. I am so grateful you are here. I know, especially if you're listening to this episode, that time management and being busy is really difficult and that, you know, your time is precious. So I want to make sure that I do my best to bring you guests and information that is helpful and will help you in your everyday life. And if you enjoy what you hear, can you please do me a big favor and actually share this episode? I'd love your help in sharing the message that a simple and happy life is not a boring life. You can make time for what you love, do what you love, have what you love without all the overwhelm, guilt, and stress that comes with having too much in your house, too much on your plate, too much fogging up your brain. Instead, it's about having the right amount of stuff for you so that you can spread joy, love, and hope throughout the world. And I think when we're fulfilled, there's nothing we can't do. And so I am on a mission to spread that message to as many women as I can, because I believe a world filled with women who believe in themselves would be an amazing place. Don't you? And speaking of amazing women, let's learn more about my guest this week. Toni Ann is a full-time dentist, a reservist in the Navy, and the podcaster and blogger behind Real Happy Mom. She is a wife and a boy mom that understands the struggle of juggling work and home. And when she's not working, she enjoys watching WWE and watching stand-up comedy. So give this episode a listen, and when you're done, head over to wannabeclutterfree.com/193 to get the show notes for today's episode with links to Toni Ann's website and some really amazing things that she's got going on. You definitely do not want to miss those. Again, you can find it all at wannabeclutterfree.com/193. And now let's get to our conversation.
Well, hey, Tony Ann, thank you for joining us on Wanna Be Clutter Free. How are you doing today?
Oh, I am doing awesome. Thank you for having me, Deanna.
It's my pleasure. I love getting to chat with you. You have been on this podcast before. It's been a little while, though. Tell us a little bit about yourself and why time management is so important to you.
Yes, I am Tony Ann Mayembe. I am the blogger and podcaster at Real Happy Mom. I'm also a wife and mom, general dentist, reservist in the Navy, wear all the hats. So I understand when people say it's hard and I don't have time when it comes to mom life. I love to help moms with just finding more time for themselves and just being more productive. And your other question was about...
Oh, just basically you already told us about yourself and just why time management is so important to you.
Yes. So time management is so important to me because, like I said, I wear all the hats. And in order to really do things well, you got to make sure you're managing your time well, because it's easy to get sucked into your phone and do the endless scroll or have yourself focused on one thing and, you know, forget that you got to make dinner for your kids and things like that. So having really good time management is really important when you're trying to juggle a lot of things and also make sure that you're taking care of yourself in the process. That's why I think time management is really crucial, at least for me in my life right now.
Oh, same here. I know it's so annoying that all those humans want to eat every day, several times
a day.
But yeah, it happens, right? It's how we roll. So. No, I love it. But yeah, so we chatted. I looked it up. It was all the way back on episode 71. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
It has been so long anyway. But you talked then about the five things that you do to prep for the week ahead. And my question is, because it's been a while and maybe things have evolved, but maybe not, are those still the same five things that you do now or have they changed?
Let's take a quick break to hear from our sponsors for today's episode. And when we come back, Tony Ann will walk us through the five things she recommends doing every Sunday to ensure the week ahead is a good one.
You know how life doesn't stick to a schedule? Well, why should your paycheck? That's where EarnIn comes in. It's an app that lets you access the money you've earned right when you need it, not just on payday. Imagine this, your dog suddenly needs a vet, or your kid has a little accident and needs a dentist, ASAP. We've been there, and waiting for your payday in those situations just doesn't make sense, and it adds unnecessary stress. With EarnIn, you can pull up to $100 per day or up to $750 each pay period directly from your earnings without the crazy fees or interest rates. It's super simple. Download the EarnIn app, verify your paycheck, and get access to your earnings as you earn them. You decide what to tip, and whatever you use gets settled on your next payday. More than 3.5 million users are finding relief and a sense of security with EarnIn, calling it a lifeline for financial stability. That peace of mind, it's priceless, and it could be yours. Ready to give it a try? Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in clutter under podcast when you sign up. It'll really help out the show. That's clutter under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Feel like you're the martyr in your family? You're not alone. Hey, this is Joanne.
And Brie.
And we're from the No Guilt Mom podcast. Brie, we talk to a lot of moms.
Yeah, we sure do.
And if you're a mom who has a to-do list that is so massive that you get overwhelmed and you shut down.
Or if you fall into the habit of doing everything for everyone and don't know how to change it, we can help you become a no-guilt mom.
We're going to take you from family martyr to family model. That's role model, so that you role model the behavior that you want to see out of your kids.
You're going to go from being tired and overwhelmed to energized and guilt-free.
Every week, you'll get actionable strategies that you can implement right away from the experts that we interview and from us.
We also have a whole lot of fun, so check out the No Guilt Mom podcast everywhere you listen to your favorite shows.
Yeah. So actually, yes, they are the same five things, but I've gone a little deeper with some of those steps. So in particular, the planning portion, before, I would just plan out my week. Okay, this is what I'm doing. It's happening on this day, this time. Okay, bing, bang, boom, done. Now I take it even a step further and really plan things out so I don't have to think about it. So in particular, like planning out like workouts. And I got this idea from Brendon Burchard. If you're not familiar with Brendon Burchard, he is a coach, an author. He's an amazing person and teaches a lot about personal development. And he is a very expensive coach, by the way. He's like $1 million. So he is the coach in my mind. And so I heard my coach, Brendon, say, instead of just planning out your week, like really plan things out, plan out your workouts. What exactly are you going to do when you go to the gym? Are you going to be doing back exercises? And which back exercises? Are you going to be focused on legs? Which leg exercises are you going to do? So really taking things in extra step further in planning, I feel like has been like super helpful for me. So I don't have to think so much. I don't have to wonder, oh, what am I going to do? How do I do this? Everything is ready to go. That is the biggest thing that I have changed since we last talked.
I love that. Yeah, that's really great because I can get into that. I can see how planning just that, even if you go one level deeper, and not even have to plan so deeply if someone's starting this fresh. But I can see how that would be really helpful to, yeah, definitely with working out. I'm going to go ride 30 minutes on the Peloton. Well, what instructor do I want to listen to would be the next step? Or what kind of ride do I want to do would be another layer down. So being able to just add another layer deeper and deeper. Yeah, I really like that. For those that haven't listened, definitely please go check out episode 71 so you can get more details on that. But can you quickly recap the other four things you do that makes your week less stressful?
Yeah, so five things. I already said planning your week. That is numero uno. And then also planning out your meals. That's another thing that you can take another layer deeper. Picking out your clothes, restarting your devices. This includes your phone, your tablet, all the things that you use on a regular basis, and then cleaning out your purse or bag, whatever you use on a regular basis. Those are the five things.
I love it. And it's fun because I don't think they're the surface level things that people immediately think of when they think of time management, but it is really just that first level of being able to then attack everything else and really sets the stage for your week. So I absolutely love your list and it's fantastic. So thank you again for sharing that.
Yes, definitely.
And then, And then recently we partnered together for the Chaos to Calm Summit and your talk was very popular. So thank you so much for coming over. And I totally get it because as moms, like you said, we're super busy and you, my gosh, you are like Wonder Woman over there with all of the things that you do. So I am so inspired by you, Toni Ann, actually, because we all have 1,000 things going on. You have 10,000 things going on. And I know we just want more time in our days to get stuff done. And time management is super important. So where do you see moms getting time management wrong, though? Because I know there's got to be lots of different things coming at us and we're not doing all the things right. So where do you see us going wrong the most?
Yeah, so it's two big things that I see moms struggle with and are doing it. I say they're doing it wrong. And that's with prioritizing and trying to remember everything. So the biggest thing that I want to touch on trying to remember everything is that we tend to think, oh, I'm supposed to remember everything. I'm supposed to, you know, when this is supposed to happen, I'm supposed to remember to pick up the kids at this time. I'm supposed to remember I have to do these things on this list. But our brains aren't meant to be storage devices. They're not meant to be hard drives. They're meant to be processors. They're meant to find solutions to problems. So stop trying to remember everything. I think it's going to free you of so many things and allow you to have more time to do the things that you want to do and do it well, because you're not going to be trying to remember everything that you need to do or beating yourself up because you forgot something. So that's one thing. And then prioritizing. A lot of times too, I see moms saying, oh, I want to have time to, you know, have time for self-care and household things and my business and things like that. And then you get the time. And then what happens? You don't really make the best use of the time because you prioritize doing other things that aren't as important. So really knowing how to prioritize the tasks and the things that you want to do, and then also trying to remember everything, I think are the biggest things with moms when it comes to time management.
Yeah, I love it. The memory thing for me, game changer, because I definitely used to do that, right? and you've got way too much stuff going on. And I used to think that if I wrote it down, though, I would be overwhelmed. So I used to think that if I write out this list, I'm going to see all the stuff on the list and it's going to make me freak out, which it does when there's a lot of stuff going on. But as you can check it off, I think that makes it a lot easier too. It makes it a little bit better to be like, okay, I'm making progress. And like you said, I love that analogy of your brain is not the hard drive. It is the processor. It is the thing that functions, that makes us function. And we need another system, another area. We need to have a hard drive somewhere else. What do you use as your hard drive? Are you a digital or paper girl?
Yeah, so I am a hybrid. I love the feeling and I love how it feels to write on paper. But I also love using Trello. That is my app of choice. And I teach a lot about how to use Trello too, as far as staying organized and things of that sort. But whenever I get to that place where I'm like, oh my goodness, there's so much going on. What do I do? And I'm like starting to freak out. The first thing I do is pick out a piece of paper and I just start writing everything down that I need to do that's got my mind so bogged down. And then it's so funny how when you actually look at the paper and you actually see all the things that you need to do or you should be doing, it's so easy to start to prioritize things and start to batch things and start to eliminate things so that it's a lot easier to handle. And then from there, I can put things into the digital workflows that I have. So I like to do a combination of both.
Ooh, I like that. I'm gonna have to get your Trello info. I use Notion and I love it, but I definitely think I could take a lot of the information from Trello and put it into Notion and use it very similarly. So awesome. Very cool. All right. So what are some boundaries that you have established in your life? Let's take one more quick pause, and then Tony Ann and I will talk about the boundaries we set up in our lives to try to keep things stress-free.
I'm Margaret.
And I'm Amy.
And together we host the podcast, What Fresh Hell? Laughing in the Face of Motherhood.
Margaret, I would say you're sort of a where are my keys kind of mom.
Correct. Sometimes a where are my kids kind of mom. While you're, Amy, more of a we were supposed to leave 35 seconds ago, mom.
I mean, touche. In each episode of What Fresh Hell, we come at a topic from our usually completely opposite perspectives. I bring the research.
And I bring kind of the gimlet eye. Like, is that research really going to work, people?
And almost 10 million downloads later, we're still laughing.
We also talk to experts in the parenting field, plus parents with stories we can all learn from.
We make each other laugh, we challenge each other's assumptions, and we have what we think is the best parenting community on the internet.
Check out What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Oh, hey, everybody.
It's us, Blair and Molly, your old pals from Toddler Purgatory. Two moms who are also actors, who are also creative beings, who sometimes feel stuck.
And now we're back with a whole new podcast about unsticking it, launching in January. What happens when life gets in the way of our creativity instead of nourishing it?
We talk to all sorts of guests about how to break through the mucky, gluey, sticky wall that can get between you and your creativity. We hear about their journeys, their successes, their challenges, and even their bougie coffee shop orders.
So join us, won't you, as we deep dive into how to unstick ourselves from the life gunk that can get in the way of our creative freedom.
Get out of there, life gunk.
Let us help you get back to your best creative self. Look for Unsticking It with Blair and Molly.
Wherever you listen to podcasts, starting in January.
Unsticking It with Blair and Molly. Because sometimes life sucks.
Unsticking it. Because I know that, yes, while I would love to be able to do everything and be everywhere and, I don't know, run all the things and do everything, I know that's not possible for me. But I would love to know, what are some of the boundaries you've set up?
Yeah, so I was listening to an interview one time of this one woman who I look up to, and I'm trying to remember exactly what she was talking about, but she was telling me about a friend that she had and how they were out, and someone sent her a text message and was like, hey, do you want to do this? And immediately she replied, no. Then someone called her like a few minutes later and said, hey, can you do this? And her answer immediately, no. And so the woman who I was saying that I look up to, she was like, hey, why do you say no all the time? Everything is no. And she was, it's easy to say no. And then if I change my mind, I can say yes and they'll be excited. But I think saying no is the biggest way to set up boundaries, because as soon as you start saying yes to everything, that's when I feel like the boundaries start getting blurry and or you don't have any boundaries at all. So my son, he teases my husband and calls him Mr. No. And I was like, well, I guess I'm Mrs. No since I'm married to him. But he says no to everything. But when he says yes, oh my goodness, you know, things light up. But I think having that boundary of saying no more often, I think is super helpful and has been super helpful for me to make room for the things that I actually want to do and the things that I say that is important to me, because I'm not saying yes to everything else that's not important.
Okay. I know that's very simple on the surface of saying no. How do we get over the guilt of saying no? Or how did you get over the guilt of saying no? Because I know it's really hard.
It is hard. It's hard. But say it often and then it gets easier and easier. I promise. At first, you're going to be like, oh my goodness, I feel like such a bad person. Oh no, they're going to be mad at me. But I promise, the more you say it, the easier it gets. And then it can roll off your tongue and you don't even feel any kind of way about it.
Okay. Practice makes perfect. We always tell our kids that. So let's practice it ourselves. And actually model that behavior. Very cool. Very cool. All right. Where do you recommend we splurge a bit in life when it comes to our time? Do you have any areas where, or like recommendations for when we want to say yes or how we make time for that?
Yeah. So my biggest thing, if you're talking about splurging, I splurge in a lot of places.
Ooh.
The biggest thing are things that are going to help me gain more time, things that are going to save me time, things that are going to prevent me from spending time on things that are not as important. So things like delivery service or house cleaning. And I don't like to shop. Even though I'm a girly girl at heart, I don't like shopping. So doing Stitch Fix is like the best thing ever. So they pick out my clothes for me and send it to me. These are all ways that you can get time back. And I will actually splurge on those things when it comes to trying to get some more time back.
Nice. Okay. So would you recommend people write down the things that annoy them the most and then try to figure out ways to automate them? How would you recommend we figure that out?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, I hate shopping with a passion. Like, I am not your friend that you go shopping with. Like, I will get on your last nerve. So I knew that was like my biggest pain point. That's where I started. So yeah, definitely looking at and seeing what are the things that drive you crazy the most. Is it, you know, you don't like seeing a dirty kitchen every day, like you need some help cleaning? Or is it that you don't like going to the grocery store? Because that's another thing. Even though I don't like shopping for clothes, I don't like shopping in the grocery store either. So getting someone to help you with the groceries, even if it's just someone do the grocery for you and then you, or do the grocery shopping for you and then you pick it up, I think it's super helpful. So just, definitely looking at what's bothering you the most.
Nice. Yeah. All right. And then you have a special event coming up, and I am super excited to tell everyone about it. This is going to air on Wednesday, the 21st, right? Do I have that right? Wednesday, the 21st?
Yes.
And your event 21st. Starts tomorrow. Tell us about it.
Yes, I am so excited. I'm like a kid on Christmas Day. I'm so excited about this event. It's called Let's Get More Time. So this is a free online event for working moms who want to gain 4 hours a week using digital tools, so that you can get things done without being overwhelmed and tired. And the way that I have structured this event is over 3 days. And there's three core themes and that are going to help you with gaining more time. So the first day is all about mindset, because you really can't change things unless you get your mind in the right place. So I have some awesome speakers that are going to help you with changing your mindset about time so that you can actually gain some more time back. Then day two is all about routines, anything that's going to help you save time with either routines, rhythms, habits, whatever you like to call it. But finding those routines in your life so that you can start to gain more time back. And then lastly is digital tools, where these speakers, like when I tell you this is the part that I get most excited about, these speakers are showing you how to use things like Notion, Trello, Asana, Google Calendar, all of these different things so that you can get more organized and gain more time back. And I know I talked about Trello earlier. I have a presentation that shows you how to use Trello to get organized in every area of your life. So definitely, if you are wanting to get some time back into your days and your weeks, definitely check out Let's Get More Time.
Ooh, that sounds so exciting. And that third day, I will say in the Canstacom Summit, we did have a talk about like getting your Gmail in order. And It was so powerful and people loved it so much. So yeah, all these digital tools that people can use to make their life easier, to give them that time back without them even having to think about it on a regular basis. Once you set up those systems, it's almost like a set and forget, right? And you just automatically pays dividends. It comes back every week and you don't have to really worry about it once you get it up and running. And so, yeah, definitely check it out. And if they're going to show you in the summit, like how to do that. So exciting. I'm getting I already have my ticket, everyone. I'm going to be there. If you want to come and mingle with me over there, I will be in the Facebook group over there as well. So I'm not speaking at it. I'm just attending. I'm an attendee and a supporter this time. I'm excited. So awesome, Yay. Tony. And thank you so much for putting this together. I know it's going to be really helpful for moms for sure. So, okay. We talked about what it is. Tell people where they can actually go and get their ticket.
Yes, just go to letsgetmoretime.com and that's where you can go and get your free ticket and get signed up.
Yeah, and it's free. There's nothing holding you back. Definitely head on over there and get that. Tony, and I love talking to you so much. Every time I get some really great nuggets about how to just optimize my time a little bit and let go of those mindsets that maybe have me stuck a little bit here or there. And so I just really love being able to have these little chats with you. But before I let you go, I have three rapid fire questions I want to ask you already. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. The first one is, what does clutter-free mean to you?
Clutter-free means a nice clear space mentally and physically.
Yeah. Love it. All right. Number two, what is making you happy right now or in this season of your life?
I have gotten back to listen to some of my favorite music from the 90s. So I have been playing Boyz II Men and Usher a lot. So I'm pretty excited about that right now.
Oh, that's so fun. We had a PTA party and it was 90s theme. So I feel you. Mm. Oh, gosh, yes. It does. Yes. Right in the feels.
Oh, yeah.
I feel a little old sometimes, but it was awesome. Yeah, I definitely have been listening to more of the 90s as well. Oh, it's back in fashion and in music.
Oh, yes, definitely.
All right. And the third one, what is a goal you have for yourself this year?
Yeah, so my big goal this year is to get in the best health ever. So last year, my big goal was having the best marriage ever. And now me and my husband are madly in love with each other all over again. It's been great. So I really want to focus on my health and getting my health back in check. So that is my big goal for the year.
OMG, I love it. That was a great one. I wasn't really sure what to expect when I asked that question. I got to talk to you offline about what you did on the marriage front. I mean, my husband and I are great. I love him. But we both are a little bit of a workaholic. And so we definitely could spend a little more time kind of reconnecting and getting back.
I have an episode for you that'll help you.
Okay. I like it. What episode is that?
I'll find it.
Just tell me. Okay. You'll find it and tell me. Okay. Sounds good.
Yes. And we'll put that in the show notes. How about that?
Ooh, I love it. We'll put it in the show notes for anybody else that's listening. And then, I'm excited to follow you on your health journey this year as well, because I'm feeling that. I am like, I'm not getting any younger. We got to get on this. And if I can just maintain and sustain and make a little progress, I'm not looking to be like bikini model or anything like that, but just feel really strong and healthy going into the rest. And it would just really help just as time goes on, time continues on and we get older. So I love that goal. Super fun. We're going to maybe I'll have you be my accountability buddy on that one. I love it. Okay. Yes. Sounds good, Tony. And well, thank you so much for joining us and offering some really great advice. I wish you all the success in your summit, and I cannot wait to learn from you and your speakers. So
thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. All good. All right. Cheers. We'll talk soon.
I really enjoyed today's episode, and I love getting to talk to others who are helping moms improve their lives. Tony Ann has a great approach to keeping things simple. And if you haven't grabbed your free ticket to her Let's Get More Time Summit, well, what are you waiting for? Make sure you do that. But I'd love to hear your thoughts on this episode. What stuck out for you the most? I would love to know. So comment on this post on Instagram or send me a DM. I'm wannabe clutter-free on all the social channels. or come on over to the Wannabe Minimalist family group on Facebook and share with the community. There will be a discussion thread for this episode, and we would love to chat with you in the comments. You can also leave a review on Apple Podcasts, a comment on this episode on Spotify, or a comment on YouTube. And remember, if you know someone who could use a little help managing their time, well, go ahead and share this episode with them. It might just be the thing that they need today. Of course, special thanks to Toni Ann for joining us on the show today and sharing her amazing tips for protecting our time. Remember, you can get more detailed show notes and all of her links by heading over to wannabeclutterfree.com/193. Again, that's wannabeclutterfree.com/193 to find out more about Toni Ann. And as always, thank you so much to you for joining me today. With that, I hope you have an amazing day, and I will see you back here next week for a solo show. Until next time, take care, keep things simple, work on managing your time, and remember, I believe in you. I'm Deanna Yates, and you've been listening to Wannabe Clutter-Free. I'll see you next week. Cheers.
Are you overwhelmed by the things that get in the way of you doing what you want to do? Are you looking for ways to simplify life to better align with your values? Do you want to create space in your schedule so you have room for more of the good stuff? Play, joy, relationships, gratitude, and more? If you answered yes to any of these questions, I invite you to check out Edit Your Life, a podcast to help you edit the unnecessary from your life so you have more room to enjoy the awesome. Through episodes with me, Christine Coe, and a range of super smart, compassionate, and thoughtful guests, you'll come away with big picture insights and practical ways to declutter your home, schedule, and mental space without getting bogged down by perfection. I have always believed that small moments and actions matter tremendously. My goal is to help you find agency and space in your life through doable baby steps that will leave you feeling accomplished instead of overwhelmed. Check out Edit Your Life wherever you enjoy your podcasts.